tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my bone, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour on this Friday, November 22nd, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Kind of an interesting situation developing. I don't know how many of you watched the Country Music Awards on ABC the other night. But one of the guys that I absolutely love his music, I love his voice, I love his storytelling, I love his songs, is Jelly Roll. He's a big fat guy. He loves Jesus. He loves the Lord. He wears a crucifix every time he's seen in public at any of his concerts or places. But there was a song that he did on stage, and you can find the YouTube video of this. It was the Brooks and Dunn song, Believe. And I've heard that song before by Brooks and Dunn. But Jelly Roll really did a fantastic job of conveying the emotion of the words to the audience. About halfway through the song, people started standing up. They started off in their seats, applauding the song when it started, but then he got into the lyrics, and he delivered them in a very heartfelt way. And as he raised his hand, which is part of the lyrics of the song, others stood and started raising their hands. And as more and more people started standing up, the camera from ABC started going around, moving around the audience and moving in on people's faces. Tears started coming down. Not just women, a lot of men. It was almost an altar call to come to Jesus. Brooks and Dunn participated in the normal singing of this song. The one member of the group playing the piano, the other lead singer, came on stage and started singing with Jelly Roll. But one thing that touched my heart about this guy was his sincerity and his messaging. And in the end, toward the end, he says, "I love the Lord." And I reached out to him on Twitter, X account, sending him a private message. He responded to me. And we've been chatting back and forth on Twitter. And he asked me if there was a venue in Michigan where he could come and do a concert. And immediately I thought of the Deltaplex in Grand Rapids, where I saw the Eagles with Vince Gill, another country singer. And I reached out to him, and he wants to talk to me. And he wants to talk to me about coming to Michigan and doing a concert. Of course, I mentioned to him about Missy's weight program, because I said, "Brother, you got to live longer, man. You got to get healthy." I'm looking at his body, and I bet he's probably north of about 400, 450. Interesting conversation developing with Jelly Roll. Just wanted you guys to know about it, and we'll see where it goes. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey, Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three on this Friday. Joining us right now on the line is Vicki and my insurance agent, Farm Bureau agent, Tristan Coles on the line. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm reading MERS News Service, looking at the lame duck agenda that the Democrats are pushing here when they get back on December 3rd. And I know you have a lot of experience in this package of bills that they are basically trying to ram through in the lame duck regarding the aggregate mining issue, the gravel issue.
Yeah.
Tell people from your time in the legislature, your bills, things that you were working on trying to accomplish, and why people not in my backyard scenario at the local level is putting up resistance. They're trying to take this away from local municipalities, local planning commissions, and they want Eagle to basically take control of it, the quote-unquote professionals of Eagle. Explain this issue to the audience.
I will. And so this actually, in a roundabout fashion, connects to insurance because you have less potholes, less damage, less stone chips, less accidents, and safer roadways, which is good for the insurance side. So this is the aggregate issue. Is one of the single most impactful things that we can do to improve our infrastructure, our road infrastructure in the state of Michigan. Because obviously it takes aggregate to build roads. We have a lot of that resource, but it's limited where you can pull it out of the ground. The permitted mining locations are very limited, and they are running out of the specific grades necessary for, say, for concrete and interstates, or for the specific mix for state highways, or specific mixes that are required for county roads that are Class B. All of these have different requirements, not just the surface, but all the way down. It could be as deep as 4 to 6 feet underneath these road surfaces for drainage. Right. And it's a lot of material. The further you have to haul this material, the more expensive building that road is.
Well, here's as a truck driver myself, and I did flatbed work. I hauled certain types of components. Mm-hmm. And like you're saying, as an owner-operator, I was charging, $3 a mile plus fuel surcharges. Mm-hmm. Okay, but I know darn well, no matter how well you tarp this stuff, no matter how well you try to cover it up, protect it from leaving your truck, your trailer, you're dropping these items on the roads, and at $3 a mile, it costs a lot of money to get this material to these jobs that, Elmer's, when they redid Grandview Parkway, downtown Traverse City. The amount of aggregate they were bringing in, I'm sitting there watching the stone haulers and I'm going, wow, where the heck are they getting this from? Uh-huh. This all factors into not only the cost of our road projects, Tristan, but potentially spreading this stuff out on the roadways. You're going down the highway at 70, 75 miles an hour on I-75 and all of a sudden a stone flies up and cracks your windshield.
Yeah. So you want that aggregate as close to be acquired as close as possible to the job site. Everything is reduced. Here's the other thing. So as these existing pits run out of the specific, crush rate or the specific item, what happens to supply and demand? The supply is going down. The access to that particular supply goes down. The cost goes up. So we are seeing skyrocketing costs for inputs to build roads. And we do not have a shortage of aggregate in the state of Michigan. We have some of the most flush deposits that God put here, the glacial deposits that have any state, but we can't get to them. And that is because the not in my backyard local folks will not permit them.
Now, the Democrats' approach, according to these bills sponsored by a Democrat, wants to take that completely away from local municipalities, planning commissions, and have Eagle oversee it. Do you agree with that package of bills?
Yes. And here's why.
I do too.
Here's why. Because it's very hard for the local township elected official to vote yes on something that's going to negatively impact or perceive there's a perception it will negatively impact their neighbor. So they vote right. No for access to private property, your aggregate, your material and your property. It needs to go up a couple of levels in order for that to happen. Now, they're still working with local regulations. That's not going by the wayside. But the ultimately, we need to be able to permit these sites on our private property. And for me, this issue started with a dairy farmer right here in northern Michigan. That's what turned me onto these issues. And here's the thing. It's a bipartisan issue. I sponsored some of these bills in the past. There's been Democrat sponsors of the bills. It's all over the map. And it's been stopped in the past by large donors fighting amongst themselves to what sites will be permitted and what sites would not be permitted.
Well, here's my issue. And again, I'm not usually in favor of government from Lansing.
Uh-huh. Correct.
You know, having all the control and oversight. I'm totally against the Michigan Public Service Commission permitting these new solar panel farms and
yes,
all that
correct.
Garbage
yep.
the Democrats ran through. But on this particular issue, I know for a fact we have some really good aggregate right here in Antrim County.
We do.
We have some absolutely potentially awesome mining sites. Uh-huh. Tristan, we could provide aggregate for basically Northwest Michigan right here from our own county.
100%. And so our landowners, our operators that have these, that own these sites, need to be able to permit so that they follow regulation. This is not a free-for-all.
Right.
And are able to permit and pull out and utilize this material. And this is the other reason it's appropriate in this case. Remember, these are specific things. It's appropriate for state-level regulation because we are paying for the aggregate going into I-75, I-96, these massive highway projects. We all use them from time to time, and we are yep. all paying for them. So we need to make sure we control our costs.
Well, I know a pit right now in Macomb County. I know personally John Carlo on okay. M59 Hall Road, one of the big road builders down there in southeastern Michigan. And a friend of his is a truck driver, and we stay in touch. You know, we're friends. And he said, Randy, they just put us on notice that this mine that we've been hauling out of for decades is running out of material.
Uh-huh. Yep. So guess what's happening to the cost? It's going through the roof, which is impacting all of us taxpayers, which slows down road repairs, which yep. further puts us in the hole, which causes more long-term damage to vehicles, which impacts your insurance rates. See how I tied that together?
Yeah, good job. Well, that's why I teed you up with it. Absolutely.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's interesting. Matt Hall announced at 9:18 this morning, $2.7 billion road funding project. And the Democrats are all up in arms because he's wanting to take some of the money out of these funds, these SOAR funds and these other committee funds and things like that. So it's going to be an interesting lame duck session. But I definitely wanted to tee you up because I know how much it impacts insurance. I mean, the bottom line is we are out there driving and a stone comes up and hits the windshield and puts a big crack across it. People are getting their windshields replaced very affordably because of the way you structure their comp yeah. coverage. Explain yeah. that process.
Yeah, yeah. So comp coverage is stone chips. It's basically acts of God. You know, a tree limb falls on your car in your driveway. You hit a deer. Those things, that's the comprehensive coverage on your policy. The collision side is collision with another vehicle. And you can run different deductibles on those two things. You know, if you're a safe driver, you know, you don't feel that you know, a crash with another vehicle is a high probability for you. Maybe you run $1,000 or even higher deductible on the collision side, but
right.
maybe you live on a road where there's a lot of deer, or you have a very wooded driveway, or you know, where something, an act of God may damage your vehicle.
Tree branch, right.
Maybe yep. then you want to run, I do $250 comprehensive deductibles a lot, but maybe you want to run $100.
Yep.
Farm Bureau policy, glass coverage is under that comp coverage, so that deductible applies to a windshield replacement that helps with control costs and coverages. Stone
yep.
chips, now this is important. If you get a stone chip, you want to get with your insurer right away because a lot of times in the Farm Bureau, those repairs are of no cost. cost, when they can fix that chip before it starts spidering out, for that causes a full windshield replacement.
So these
are all ways that you can control costs of your policy, is through deductibles and self-insuring.
Well, we have, as you know, I believe $100 comp deductible, but most importantly, $500 broad form. And with a recent incident in a parking lot, some guy backed into one of our vehicles. I was told by the claims adjuster yesterday, because it's broad form, if it's not my fault, you don't have to pay the deductible.
Yeah, it's important that, when things happen, that you communicate with the claims department. They're very good. That's all they do, is deal with claims. They don't deal with other coverages. They don't deal with, you know, adding vehicles, deleting vehicles, and, you know, how's your roof on your house, or none of those things.
This is all stuff you do.
Yes, I do that. And then if you have a problem with a claim, then I step in and help assist and make sure things go really well. But for a seamless claim process, you go straight to the claims department. You deal with that professional. Yep. I get continuous and consistent updates on that process at the same time. So it's basically seamless on how this is all taken care of.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, like I said, folks, he's our agent. He has our home, autos, motorcycle, travel trailer, life insurance, umbrella liability. He has it all. We have I believe, every single policy, multi-policy discount bundle that you could possibly give. So
yeah,
we tremendously highly recommend that you reach out to him. If you'd like his phone number or his website, it's very simple. Just text me. TC. No, again, it's not Traverse City. It's Tristan Cole. TristanCole.com is the website. You can get to him that way as well. But the phone number for his office, just text me. I'll forward you his contact. I also then forward your text message information to him as well, so he has a way to follow up with you guys. And I think this is the best way to handle it. But Tristan, one of the things that I did want to ask you point blank, life insurance. There is so many opportunities where bundling can actually, in some cases, actually pay the cost of life insurance, especially for young people.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, I've quoted against some folks recently where I've saved them over $1,000 on an auto policy. And it's cost effective at that point because you add another multi-policy discount to flip that into a term policy or a small whole life policy that stays with you and offers your family protections should you not come home after a day. Now, how would your family function without you there? It's a win-win-win. I've got example after example. One of the recent Facebook posts I put out there because of deer season is it was in the Detroit News. You may have seen the article that three hunters have died pulling deer, deer in.
Heart attack.
My neighbor, it's probably pushing 20 years ago, my neighbor passed away pulling a deer out of the woods. They found him, I believe it was in his kitchen on the floor, passed away, and they went out and they found a deer in the backyard that he had just drug in from the back of his property.
Absolutely.
This is a real thing that happens, and it can happen with any strenuous activity. And it's important, and I don't know if he had life insurance. This was a long time ago, but it would be nice if you had a small life insurance policy there to care for your family and your final expenses, and maybe to send a kid to school or your grandkid to college, maybe just pay off the house so that your surviving family members don't.